and Susan, thank you so much for dropping by and agreeing to do another little podcast interview with us at SAS Global Forum this year. We've had a couple of changes since we last saw you in San Antonio. The release of the little SAS book, 4th edition, came out, I believe, was it last August?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm wondering if you can tell our users a little bit about your 4th edition of the little SAS book.
Yeah, well, we worked on the 4th edition a good part of last year, and in addition to just a lot of updates for SAS 9.2 throughout the book, one of the new topics that we added to the book was the ODS statistical graphics. So we expanded, we had a chapter on statistical procedures, which we expanded to add on the ODS statistical graphics that go with the procedures, and then we also added some sections about SGPlot, which is one of the new procedures.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that to become production for a long time so that we could add it to the book, and it's exciting to finally get it in there. Then we also added a lot of new functions. We doubled the amount of space that we devote to functions and added some really great ones that I know people will use a lot.
Well, we know your book has been doing really well sales-wise, like all of your very popular earlier editions of the Little SAS book, and our readers are definitely interested in everything that you have to say. So,
yeah, it's funny. I told someone that we wrote a 4th edition, and the first question they asked was, well, what color is it? So you can look for our green book this time.
You've just written, and we've just posted a new document that's free for our users called Coming to SAS from SPSS. And that's now available on our website, on our companion website, and people can access that for their Kindle device as well if they're interested by visiting Amazon.com. Why did you write Coming to SAS from SPSS?
Well, years ago when I worked at Johns Hopkins, some SPSS users there asked me to create a class for them to teach them a little bit of SAS. They had heard good things about SAS and they thought they might want to learn it. And that was very interesting for me. It was my first introduction to SPSS, and that's where I became aware of the difference in terminology and some slightly different concepts, active data sets and not having data steps or procs. And I came up with this idea of the need for a sort of a dictionary that would help people translate from SPSS to SAS.
Yeah, and then so in the little SAS book, we've always had an appendix coming to SAS from SPSS. So this document is an expanded version of that appendix that we wrote.
Yeah, originally we didn't expect this document to be that different from the appendix, but when we took the appendix out of the book, we realized that suddenly we needed to add some things to it in order to enable it to stand alone.
And then we've learned quite a bit of things about SPSS and moving data from SPSS to SAS that we didn't know when we wrote the book, and some of the things are new too, so...
I think I recall reading briefly your introduction to Coming to SAS from SPSS, and you mentioned that there are many similarities between the two. Also, I think you mentioned that there are quite a few differences as well. Would you address that?
SPSS has evolved a little bit differently, so a lot of the new SPSS users maybe only know about the point-and-click version and are not doing the programming, whereas SAS programmers, it's kind of tends to be the other way. A lot of people are new programming and aren't aware of SAS Enterprise Guide, the point-and-click version for SAS. So.
Yeah, so we actually plan maybe a year from now to write another document, which will be Coming to SAS from SPSS, a point-and-click approach.
Well, that will kind of tie in nicely with your plans to update your Enterprise Guidebook, I would imagine.
Right. And Enterprise Guide 4.2 has new features for reading in SPSS data, so that'll be very nice.
What advantages do you think that SAS has over SPSS?
What you see is what you get with SAS, and one of the ways that comes out is that in SPSS, the log and the output are interleaved. And some people might prefer it that way, but most of the people that I know, what they want as a final product is a report, not the report with a bunch of log statements in it. So that's one thing that I think is nice. Then also, when you send SAS output to different destinations, it's going to have the same content, but for reasons I haven't yet figured out, in SPSS, if you send it to HTML, it'll be somewhat different than what you get in the PDF. What you see in the window in SPSS is it's not plain text. You can't cut and paste it, for example, like you can in SAS. And while that might sound low tech, there are occasions when it's really nice to be able to just cut and paste something from the window and put it into your report.
And who do you think will primarily benefit from your document coming to SAS from SPSS?
Well, I think there are several people who could benefit from this. It's titled Coming to SAS from SPSS, so that would imply that it's good for SPSS users who want to learn SAS, and we certainly hope that's the case. But we also hope that it'll be beneficial for SAS users who sometimes get SPSS data and they need it to read it into SAS, or also just SAS users who interact with SPSS users, because there's a bit of a language barrier between the two, because we use observations in SAS, and in SPSS they use
cases.
Just some simple little things like that can make it hard for people to communicate if they come from those two different backgrounds.
Yeah, so this document was not created just to try and steal away SPSS users. We hope that it'll promote some cross-cultural understanding.
I know you have a busy schedule here. Are you presenting this year?
Well, we just got finished doing a hands-on workshop on something that's new with SAS 9.2, SGPlot, which is part of the new statistical graphics procedure.
Ah. So now you can relax and kind of check out other things. Is there something you're particularly interested in?
As soon as we get home, we're going to start working on our new enterprise guidebook. So that's for Enterprise Guide 4.2.
And I'm hoping that we can talk to some of the developers of ODS graphics about new features that are coming up or that we'd like to suggest.
Well, it sounds great, and we're really excited that we were able to make this available online for free. And now on a little bit more of a personal note, I wonder if you can share with our listeners some of the activities you've been involved with since you've been in D.C., and when did you get here?
Well, Susan and I are both fortunate because we both have family living in the area, so we both came in a little early, and I got to visit with my brother-in-law, who I haven't seen for a long time, and Susan got to visit with her sister.
My sister has one son.
Yeah,
unlike Laura's.
My brother-in-law, who has 9 children, and I got to meet all 9 of them, so it was great, because I had only met one of them before.
Did you do any touring of the area or visit any museums?
And we toured the monuments yesterday and got a lot of walking in. It was very good exercise and very inspirational.
It was very exciting for me because I've never been to Washington, D.C., so it was all new.
Oh.
And that's one of the great things about the conference is, you know, you get to go someplace new.
Exactly. Were the cherry blossoms blooming yesterday?
We saw one cherry blossom. They should have had the conference
we
1 week later.
Many of our authors are getting a lot more involved with social media, and I just wanted to mention briefly that, Susan, you really are taking that plunge into it, which we greatly appreciate, and we're seeing some good results for exposure about you and Laura, as well as your work. You're on Twitter, and if anyone's interested in following you, what is your username?
I decided I wanted to be easy to find, so it's just Susan Slaughter.
Lowercase?
All lowercase.
Okay. Great. And Laura, do you have any plans to jump into this Web 2.0 madness anytime soon?
I think I'm going to have plans because it's like every other person that I meet says, are you on Facebook yet? Or are you on Twitter yet? So after the conference.
Sounds like a good goal. Well, thank you so much. I know how busy you both are, and I'm so glad that our listeners get a chance to get a little more insight into coming to SAS from SPSS, and also to hear about the little SAS book, 4th edition. So thank you, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Shelley.